Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Great. It's off, and it is time for one of my favorite gals, Ashley Coff, registered dietitian. Woohoo! Hello, Ashley.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I know you're going to be at Expo West as well, I'm guessing.
I am, but I have to tell you, I'm so excited today. So I'm just going to dive right in because.
Yes, please do.
First of all, it's National Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day, so it's my day. So I'm like, all right, game on.
Woo-hoo.
And second of all, I just came from this super awesome presentation where Secretary Vilsack was talking about everything that is going right, at least in our country, in terms of improving access and getting more people involved in programs that have existed for a long time to bring better nutrition to people. And it's working. So, you know, when you have one of those days where you're like, it is so awesome to be doing what we're doing. And we don't have a lot of those, especially, you know, when it comes to the politics of nutrition and health.
Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing that I took away from that was, and I didn't get to ask my question at the end, was I think it's just awesome that we're talking about access even above, you know, what food should we be eating, et cetera, because at the end of the day, if people can't actually have access to what they need, that's really important. However, what we also need to be talking about is something really important, and that is that nobody is speaking the same language. And the interesting thing is when we're telling people what to have, I call it nutrition whiplash. Everybody laughs at me, but it's like, you know, some people are like, wait, coffee today, okay, good. Coffee today, bad. You know, eggs, okay. Eggs, bad. Like all this, and we're going back and forth. So I diagnose America with nutrition whiplash. And the way that we could simplify it is, I mean, there's amazing news. Ask any nutrition expert today, a true expert. We all know what better nutrition is, and we know what it isn't. I don't have to argue with you the type of apple, but I can tell you that an apple gives you nutrition, and an apple-flavored product doesn't, right?
Yeah.
So it's so simple. And the problem that we have is we don't have everybody talking about this. Sometimes we have what I call nutrition oversimplification. And I will blame, I will first and foremost talk about nutrition professionals and the government in this one. We look at something like MyPlate. And when you look at MyPlate, it actually isn't that helpful for us. It talks about vegetables and fruit and grains and protein. First of all, we know that certain grains have protein in there. And it also recommends dairy as the fifth food group. We can go our whole lives and never have dairy and we're totally healthy. And where in there are all the healthy fats that we're supposed to eat? And what about the fact that if we have grains and if we have a starchy vegetable and if we have a fruit at the same eating occasion, we actually have done way too many carbs. So the issue is there's oversimplification in an effort to try to make things easy for people. We've actually made them wrong. And then on the
another
flip
issue,
side,
Ashley,
yeah.
You should be the one designing my plate because you're the one who knows the most.
Well, and I don't know the most, but what I will tell you is, and this is, again, it's like my day because it's RD day, I will tell you that people who have spent their career working with patients, what we do know the most about is that we don't help anyone when you oversimplify it. If you tell everyone, there was a great physician from University of West Virginia talking to Secretary today, and he said, look, none of you, most of you in this room will not fit into my suit. But yet that's what you're asking us to do with this one, with the nutrition plan that it's supposed to be for everyone. And the other thing is it presupposes that we're all healthy. So many of us are not healthy and we actually need to eat differently until which time we are actually healthy. So before I stress everyone else out, which is not good for our nutrition, what I want to tell you is this. Better nutrition is so simple. It's not easy and it's not one size fits all, but it's so simple that I have put it all on one page and it's a free PDF on my website. I use this as a teaching tool. I give it to doctors, to dietitians, to whomever, to any of you listening. And the other part about it is I can explain it to you in 3 minutes using a lot of car analogies, which means most of us understand it. I don't even know anything about a car or own a car.
So
we're good on that part.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I was saying give us a site so people who are listening from their computer, they can look at it at the same time.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's AshleyKoffApproved.com or AshleyKoffRD.com. And my last name is K-O-F as in Frank, F as in Frank. And I do have a subscription that you can sign up on there because I have people who want all sorts of resources. And what I decided after 15 years of trying to get those resources into the media and get them mainstream was that they all were left, many of them were left on the cutting room floor. So instead, what I've done is created a subscription site that basically you can go in, whether you want the Cliff Note guide, whether you want the audio consult to listen to before or after you go to your doctor and you don't know what you should be doing, or if you have a specific issue. Hey, you know, she said about dairy, but what should I do if I'm eating dairy? Or now I'm plant-based, but I feel like I'm gaining weight or my digestion isn't working well. What could be some quick tips? And I have that information, pit stops, recipes, et cetera. The reason I put it all there is we need to start telling it like it is. And the issue that we have is we have this whole marketing machine around nutrition where, you know, in order to sell a book, you need to be, and this happened to me, somebody said, well, yeah, but you need a hook, you need an angle, you need a diet, you know, that somebody is going to get behind. I said, actually, you don't need any of those if you want better health, right?
Yeah.
So the nice thing, I'm going to give, it's a gift to everyone. On my day, I'm gifting you all. There are four pillars, four things that you need to know, and this is what you need to judge your diet against. So what everyone can do is they can write down what they had to eat and drink yesterday, and then you can take a look at, you need to look at the quality. You need to make sure you're eating foods and not chemistry lab projects. So that, are you eating apples or are you eating apple flavoring, right? That information is on there, how to decipher that. You need to look at the quantity, not because I'm sitting here as some ninny who wants to portion control you, but because your gas tank is only so big. And if you put too much in your gas tank at one time, it just overflows. That can be dangerous and messy, but it's also just wasteful, so you don't need it. So just fill your gas tank up again. So put a certain amount in, and then later you'll pit stop. And that brings me to the third pillar, which is frequency, which is you need to pit stop throughout the day. So you need to think of your body like a race car. Forget about this whole world like meal or snack or, you know, do I eat five times or whatever. About every 3 hours, your body needs more energy if you're putting the right quantity in. And that means that you just need to refill it. And so it's not about, oh, did I miss lunch or am I having a meal replacement bar? It's just about how much should I be having at that one time. And my fourth pillar, nutrient balance. Forget about saying 100 calories or 300 calories. You need to know that your body needs four things at every nutrition pit stop: carbohydrate, protein, healthy fats, and non-starchy vegetables. Now, some foods have all of those. Some foods have none of, only one of those. And so what we need to do and what's on the plan is it shows you where those foods fit. And I'm also a realist. There might be a time where the only thing that you have available is an apple. So you say to yourself, okay, if I have just an apple right now, my body isn't getting a full pit stop. I'm going to have to pit stop properly as soon as I can. That's it. We're done. That's Better Nutrition Simplified. All's good.
Oh, my God. You are
right?
So amazing.
It's so simple. I mean, I don't want anybody to not, you know, buy books or sell books or, you know, any of these other things. But, like, let's call it what it is. If you want to read those books because they're fun, totally fine. But the rest of everyone else who just wants to know what to put in their bodies, that's what I'm about. Cut to the chase. Here's what you need. Here's what you don't need. And by the way, you often do need supplements, either because what's in your food is not enough for you, or something in the environment might be interfering, or you may not be healthy, and we need to get you there. So it's not, and I explain that in my program, and I really talk about what labs you can draw and what supplements you can use once you have that information. It's about your total nutrition intake in a day.
Ashley, you always blow me away.
Aw, thank you.
You
know what?
Spend
that
so
time,
much
right?
time studying and researching, I have to say. Just
well,
fabulous.
You know what? It can be kind of fun, right? We can. There's that studying, researching, but you know what? I've learned the absolute most all from my patients. They have taught me so many times why when science says that something works and I see it in them that it's not working, that I have to remember that science projects and gives us some information, but there's always the H factor. There's always the human factor.
We have to go. I can't wait till next time. Check out at Ashley Koff. And you can follow us at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. So glad you listened. Check out AshleyKoffRD.com and stay well.